World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I'm wondering, do you get up in the morning and say, I wonder what the heck Coach is going to talk about today? You guys ever get up in the morning and think that? Because I got to tell you, I do. I set my alarm for 5:30 every morning, Eastern time. And I get up and, you know, I could do whatever you do in the morning and get ready and drink my coffee. And then say, Lord, what are we going to talk about today, Lord? And it's amazing. It's just amazing. And I pray that stuff that we talk about today is germane. Well, of course, it'll be germane. And one of the real issues that I have here on the show is, again, what kind of show is this? Is this a religious show? Is this a cultural show? What is it? I mean, somebody asked me, what's your show about? I don't know. Just tune in and watch. It's about truth. And I hope that you guys understand that I don't claim to know it all. I don't claim to know it spiritually. I don't understand it all. I don't. If you were to pin me down, put a gun to my head, and make you tell me my theology, I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could do it. I don't really know what I believe, other than Jesus Christ is my Savior. Committed my life to Christ, and all the promises that go along with that. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. So I try to speak the truth. And sometimes I don't know the truth. And if you would be honest, a lot of times you don't know it either. Somebody's told you, they've planted an idea in your mind, they've planted a seed in your mind. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's all by faith. All of it is by faith. I don't even know if the sun's going to come up this morning. I believe it will. I mean, I look out, I'm sitting here in my multi-billion-dollar, I just did some improvements, a billion-dollar studio now, and I look out the window over them, and it's dark, and I'm pretty sure, I don't know this, I can't prove it, but I think light's going to show up out that window here pretty soon. I just think, you know, it happens about every day, about the same time. Well, actually, it's not even the same time, but light comes up out there, and I'm pretty sure that that's going to happen again, but I can't prove it to you, and I certainly can't prove to you why it happens. I can't explain the astronomical, I can't do any of that, but by faith, I believe that sun's coming up tomorrow. I believe that. Funny thing, Michelle and I today, this morning, we're going to go, it's crazy, I know this, we're going to go make funeral plans. What? Yeah, we're going to make funeral plans. Because why? Because we went through a couple situations where friends of ours died and they had no funeral plans. And can you imagine trying to make a plan? A funeral plan. Somebody drops over dead, and you got to make funeral plans. You know, are they going to bury him? Where are they going to bury him? Do they have a plot? Do that. So Michelle and I are going to go today. I'm 72, I think I am. She just hit 69, and said, "Well, let's go take that burden away from our children. Let's go make some plans today." Now I don't know this. I think I'm going to die someday. Gene, you think you're going to die? I'm pretty sure I am. I can't prove it, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to die. And if you pin me down and made me tell you when and how and all, I can't tell you. So that's what faith is all about here, right? Faith. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. You can't please God. So again, I want you to know that when I come here today, as I come here every day, I'm not here trying to convince you to believe like me. I really am not, because if you pin me down, a lot of holes probably in my theology. I'm a spiritual mutt. I've been sat under a lot of different people. Read a lot of different things. I'm a reader. I'm a voracious reader. And I can find conflictions in guys that I trust who don't agree the same thing about maybe end times or rapture, whatever it might be. And so I said, I don't know. And can I tell you, truth be told, I think that's where a lot of you are. Because it's by faith. by faith. See, if you can prove it, you don't need faith to prove it. You don't need faith. And so we're seeing guys are going back and doing all these archaeological digs and finding new, they're finding new civilizations and all that stuff. And all of it we're going to find out, it's going to prove what the Bible said. It's going to prove it. But I've up to this point, I've believed it by faith. So thanks for coming here. I'm going to give you some more stuff here today that's probably going to, it'll be an enlightening. You can believe it if you want to believe it. You don't have to believe it. I mean, you can call it misinformation. You can call it disinformation. You call it whatever. Hey, folks, listen. Information is simply information. Whether it's real or not, then that's what they, that's why, remember they told you, don't do your own research. Don't do your own research, right? So I'm going to put some information out there. I'm going to present some evidence, and then you do your own. You don't have to agree with me to stay part of the crew. You don't have to. You don't have to. So I'm going to show you some of that stuff. First of all, just go to number one. I got to show you this. This is a lot to, stay right there a second. I call this a God wink. You know what a God wink is, right? It's just all, every once in a while, did we talk about masculinity yesterday? We talked about masculinity yesterday. And I get up this morning and I get a God wink. This is a God wink from Jordan Peterson. You know who he is? Talking about masculinity. It's amazing how this happens. Good place. It's really, really short. Go ahead with John Stossel.
There's a big difference between letting people do something for themselves and saying men should be dangerous. By dangerous, that implies I should be ready to threaten someone, to hurt somebody.
No, you should be capable of it. But that doesn't mean you should use it. There's nothing to you otherwise. Like, if you're not a formidable force, there's no morality in your self-control. If you're incapable of violence, not being violent isn't a virtue. People who teach martial arts know this full well, right? If you learn a martial art, you learn to be dangerous, but simultaneously you learn to control it. Both of those come together. And the combination of that capacity for danger and the capacity for control is what brings about the virtue. Otherwise, you confuse weakness with moral virtue. I'm harmless, therefore I'm good. It's like, no, that isn't how it works. That isn't how it works at all. If you're harmless, you're just weak. And if you're weak, you're not going to be good. You can't be, because it takes strength to be good. It's very difficult to be good.
It's very difficult to be good. Isn't that really where it is? You should. Hey, folks, the government should be afraid of the church. The government should be afraid of Christians. Our neighbors should. What was it he said? We have the capacity, the ability to be violent, but we control it. We control it, right? But what's the church telling us? Oh, no. Just go along, get along, roll over, yada, yada, yada. So that's us. That is me right there. That is me. I want them to know that any time I can be dangerous. I'm controlled. I'm controlled by the Holy Spirit of God. But at any time, baby, at any time, you mess with my wife, you mess with my grandkids, it's the capability of my violence. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
And see, this idea that we're nonviolent, well, how stupid is that? My buddy John Brockoff, I'll never forget it, John. I don't know if you're listening out there today. He says, as soon as you tell people you're nonviolent, you've lost all your power. Capable of violence. Capable of it. Don't want to use it. Bill Dunphy went to Washington, D.C., he was capable of violence. That's why they locked him up. He didn't do any violence, but he was capable of it. Righteous violence. He was capable of it. Right? So we need violent men. We, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and violent men take it by force. Where is that, Spencer? Does anybody know where that is? I mean, you can take that out of the scriptures if you want to. Remember, capability of being violent, not being, war is violence. War is directed violence. Sometimes you got to do it. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. So that was just an amen for me, a pat on the back for me from God wink yesterday, what we talked about with masculinity and all that stuff. That's what they hate about Donald Trump. Oh, I got some good stuff to dump on you today. Lord, where do you want me to start? I'm reading down this stuff. Yeah, I don't want to go there yet. Don't want to go there. Oh, let's do this one. Let's do number 10. Because I'm going to talk today about lies. Okay? Friends, look. I say that a lot, don't I? Until we understand the depth of evil, we're not going to get it. We're not going to get it. And until we realize that those in Washington, D.C. are unified evil, hang on, committing violence against the American people, we're not going to understand it. We're not going to. We saw that Bill Dunphy and all those guys, when they showed up there to petition their government for redress of grievances, what was used against them? Violence was used against them. They shot guns at them, right? Right? Okay, so let's not get scared away here. Say, oh, Coach Dave's falling off. He's falling off the bench here. He's in for violence. No, no. Or Jordan Peterson say, capable of violence. Okay, let me show you folks who in a football game, I called a play and everybody ran it. In fact, it was kind of a policy. Here's what we put on our shirts. Every year we'd get a slogan that we would put on our shirt. One year we had one heartbeat was on our t-shirts. We had a lot of them. And that slogan was, everybody on the team, this is what we do. Well, this is about, what year was this? This is back when Hillary was running for president. What did Democrats think of 20 years ago about immigration? Well, let's see. Go ahead.
I think we got to have tough conditions. Tell people to come out of the shadows. If they've committed a crime, deport them. No questions asked. They're gone. If they've been working and are law-abiding, we should say, here are the conditions for you staying. You have to pay a stiff fine because you came here illegally. You have to pay back taxes. And you have to try to learn English. And you have to wait in line.
What's going to happen is you are going to pay a significant fine. You are going to learn English. You are going to go to the back of the line so that you don't get ahead of somebody who was in Mexico City applying legally. I think the American people, they appreciate and believe in immigration. But they can't have a situation where you just have 500,000 people pouring over the border without any kind of mechanism to control it.
We all in this body, and I know I can speak very firmly for the Democrats, support strong border control. And it must be part and the first part of any comprehensive immigration reform.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress in dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration.
What happened? Folks, what happened that those policies totally changed? I'm going to tell you this. They didn't come to it on their own. No. No, they just didn't all of a sudden agree. Can I show you something here? Go to number two real quick. Go to number two, Spencer. USC refugee group funding suspended under Trump aid. So Donald Trump said no more aid to what they call NGOs. You guys know what an NGO? That means a non-governmental organization. NGOs. Can I give you one? Catholic Charities. And so the government dumps all this money into the non-government organization Catholic Charities. I hate to tell you this. That's what's supporting the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is going broke. Why? Same reason other churches are. People aren't going to church. So the government is funding these non-government organizations, keeping them afloat. Did you know that? So Trump says, no more of that, man. No more funding of NGOs. It says this is arguably the single most important aspect of Trump's funding freeze. The immigration crisis isn't an accident. It's a well-oiled system facilitated by powerful NGOs and funded by your We are paying for these people to come across the border. By defunding the non-government organization, Trump is crippling their entire system. Let me stop there a minute. You guys get what we're talking about here?
Boom.
Huh? No, government's not giving any money to non-government organizations. They are going ballistic. Now, just scroll down here real slow because we'll see some of the responses. Look, okay, look. Here's what just happened. Last week, President signed an executive order suspending refugee admissions in the U.S. Then the State Department went a step further, issued a stop work order to the NGO partners, suspending all funding. So you can, look, you guys want to stay down there and help them? You can do it, but we ain't paying for it, okay? That's what he said. Advocate, now they're getting mad. So the NGOs were beside themselves, and for good reason. Very few of these groups are self-sufficient. Most of them are sustained by federal tax dollar gravy train. Immigration crisis is being financed by your government with your dollars. Vinny, say boom for me out there. Say boom, 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 boom. Don't ask Vinny. So here they are. Global Refuge condemns federal stop work order. They're against it. World Relief grieves about the halt in foreign assistance. HIAS statement. Oh, no, they're stopping there. To be clear, the NGOs exist. They exist to subvert the U.S. immigration law. That is why they are there, actively transporting migrants into the country, fighting enforcement efforts at the border, resettling migrants in American towns and cities, and lobbying for open borders policies in D.C. So Donald Trump wants to close the border, put not troops, but workers on the border, police to stop it, and the government paying the other side to violate it. You understand it? You understand? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So this is what we're dealing with, folks. It's always, always follow the money. Always follow the money. And I'm going to tell you another truth here that you can swallow or not swallow. In your life, it's always about the money. See, what do you mean by that, Coach? Well, always, always. When it comes to making a decision, the final decision is, can somebody give me the final question you have to answer? What's the final question you have to answer? I'm listening.
How much is that going to cost me?
Can we afford it? Always, right? Always. The second question is always human nature now. So the first question is, can we afford it? And the second question is, what's in it for me? Those are the two questions. And so we have a bunch of senators and congressmen who say, well, we can afford it because we can just tax people. And what's in it for me? We're going to get into that right now. So that's what's going on with the NGOs and the border and Catholic services and all that kind of stuff. Folks, it's how they're running. Biden administration sends millions to facilitate mass illegal immigrants. The Biden administration has been funding these non-government institutions. We're getting millions and millions and millions of dollars to bring people in, calling it a humanitarian effort when it isn't. All it's doing is putting money into their coffers to do whatever the heck they want to do. Boom. I could go on for a month. I got another one I got to throw up at you. I could go on and on and on. Put that in the chat so people won't think I'm crazy. Okay, let me give you another. Let's go to number three. Because we're talking today about lies. Lies. Who is controlling what? Ivermectin. Horse paste. Folks, they flat out lied to you about ivermectin. Go ahead and play it.
Why did they call ivermectin horse paste?
Because I think they thought that we were stupid.
Well, my next question on that is, isn't penicillin given to horses as well?
Commissioner, that's a very good question, because penicillin, when it first was discovered by Sir Alexander Fleming in England, it started being used without randomized controlled trials. But penicillin literally saved hundreds of thousands of lives on the battlefield in World War II before there were randomized controlled trials. Now, in the case of ivermectin, not only were there randomized controlled trials that showed huge benefit, there was also observational studies that showed benefit. There were prevention studies that showed benefit. There were some studies that did not show benefit. But the point I was making in my testimony, Commissioner, is that this is a completely safe drug. Absolutely safe. In medicine, we speak of therapeutic range. In other words, the difference in dosage between the minimum effective dose and the maximum dose which causes toxic reactions. And the therapeutic range in ivermectin is very wide. It's safer than Tylenol. So why not use it?
It's safer than Tylenol? What? It's safer than Tylenol? Ivermectin safer than Tylenol? Huh? I thought it killed you. I thought it killed us. Huh? Bring up 3A. Bring up 3A, Spence. I'll open it up here in a second, okay? Bring up 3A. I didn't say Tylenol was safe. I said it's safer than Tylenol. The largest COVID vaccine study, safety study. I'm trying to connect a dot here. Why were they so adamant against Robert F. Kennedy yesterday? Did you guys watch that? Huh? The largest COVID-19 vaccine safety study ever conducted involving 99 million vaccinated individuals confirmed that the injections are not safe. They dramatically increased the risks of up to 610% increase of myocarditis, heart attacks. Two, a 378,000 increased risk of acute disseminated encephalitis. A 323 increased risk of cerebral venous sinus blood clots, and a 249 increase of Guillain-Barré syndrome. Boom! They are not safe. Ivermectin safe, vaccines not safe. Which one did they tell you? Hang on. I got a lot of stuff going on here. Let me see. I don't know if I can pull that up there. I don't know if I can pull up. Is that it? I just pulled it. I got the wrong one in. Hang on. Oh, let's try that one. No, that's not it. I'm sorry. Bear with me. I got so much stuff here. Pull up the vax number seven. Because they went after Robert Kennedy over and over and over. Are you anti-vax? 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 And he kept lying and saying, no, he's not. He's anti-vax. Why wouldn't he say, yes, I'm anti-vax? No, I'm not. 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 Scroll down here a second, folks. Look at this. Look at this vax schedule. Huh? Go to the top a little bit. Birth to 15 months. These are the vaccines you're supposed to get from birth to 15 months. Injecting a foreign substance into your body. A little baby's body. Destroying the immune system. So we have the RSV, we have the Hep B, we have the RV, we have the DTP, we got the HIB, we got the PCV15, then the PCV20, then the IPV, then we got the COVID-19, then the influenza, and then the other influenza, and the MMR, and then the varia, and then the HEPA A, and then this is what age? What age? To 2 years? And then we get there and say, where are all these diseases coming from? Huh? But then 18 months to 18 years, they're still giving them? What? Yeah, well, look, I can't even, hepatitis, rotavirus, diphtheria, hemophilus, pneumococcal conjugate, inactive poliovirus, COVID-19, influenza, measles, mumps, rubella, varicella, hepatitis, tetanus, diphtheria. Folks, every one of these things alter and change your immune system. God gave you a perfect immune system to fight all these things off with natural supplements, maybe some types of pharmaceuticals, perhaps. But we don't need all these. We don't know. Yet this is, by the way, somebody's making a lot of money. Yep, somebody is making a lot of money. Did you find a copy? Did you find Liz Warren for me yet? I'll get you in here. Did anybody find it? Yeah. Put it right there. That'll be good. Watch Liz Warren go spat. Robert Kennedy was a Democrat. 2 years ago, they were locking arms. Well, what does Robert F. Kennedy want to do? Well, he's lying because he's anti-vax. He knows vaccines are killing children, maiming people. He knows it. But in order to get confirmed, he has to deny that he's anti-vax. Watch this wicked woman go after him. Go ahead.
On sugar drinks.
You're not going to take money from drug companies in any way, shape, or form.
Who? Me?
Yes, you.
Oh. I'm happy to commit to that.
Okay, good. That's what I figured. I said it's an easy question to start with. And I think you're right on this question.
I don't think any of them want to give me money, by the way.
In the past 2 years, you've raked in $2.5 million from a law firm called Wisner Baum. You go online, you do commercials to encourage people to sign up with Wisner Baum to join law.
He's protecting the pharmaceutical company.
$10 million, you walk away with $1 million. Any compensation from any lawsuits against drug companies.
Okay, stop, because I'm going to take that. She is afraid that he's going to make money. She's afraid she's going, hey, wait a minute. Oh, what? Where is that? Oh, play number 8. I'm sorry. Play number 8 for me, as she's worried about Robert F. Kennedy making, he's a lawyer, suing, right? Wow. Pharmaceutical. What? Who's this? Who's members of Congress and money they got from the pharmaceutical. Kamala Harris got $11 million from the pharmaceutical. Biden, $9 million. Barack, $6 million. What? Scroll on down there. Oh, wait, we can do Bernie Sanders. How much Bernie get? $2 million? Where is she? Did we miss her? These guys are getting paid by the pharmaceutical companies. Warren, did Elizabeth Warren get any money from that? It's somewhere it'll be. Hank, go back, Spencer, because you're getting me confused. Go back to the beginning, because somewhere up there, you can go to politicians. Click on politicians, the top. State led tells you who's getting it. All you got to do is click on who's getting it. Members of Congress, are they getting money from them? I'm sorry. You get it, right? These dudes are getting money. Buy custom. Go back. Politicians. Click on politicians. That's not what I want. Put senators. Go in the box and put senators. Okay, go ahead. Yes, in a profile summary. I had it all set up. I lost it. Anyway, okay. I don't know. Just know this. They'd be getting millions of dollars. Did you know, folks, did you know this? When an elected official, when they decide they're not going to run for Congress anymore, did you know they keep all the money in their war chest? Did you guys know that? Did you know that they get to keep all the money in their election fund, whatever they get to. Elizabeth Warren, well, she took $1.2 million from the Sarm Pharmaceuticals. She ain't going to bite the hand that feeds her, is she? I got more. Come on in, Jane. Come on in, Gino.
Yeah, I was just going to say we got away from what we were talking about, but we're having this problem with flu A going around here, and everybody's getting sick, and they're trying to worry it if it's COVID or not. My son went to the pharmacist. He was going to get some vitamins and everything to help fight it in their family, and then he just happened to ask the pharmacist, well, what about ivermectin? What do you think? And he says, well, I'm not a veterinary. I can't say anything.
Is that unbelievable? I'm not a veterinarian. Yeah. So again, folks, look, let's stop here. Come on now. Let's all be smart here. Why are we getting diseases? Is it because our immune systems aren't good? Well, why aren't our immune systems good? Could it be what we've eaten? Could it be what they've put into the food to make it taste better? Could it be what they've put into the food to make it look better? Could it be what they've put in the food to make it last longer? Could that have made us sick? And create a disease, and then they come up with a shot to give you to counteract that disease? But I learned when I was in college, maybe it was high school, that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So if they put a shot in me, it's causing a reaction, but also an equal and opposite reaction. And so then what do they have to do? Well, then they have to give you another shot. Because the sickness that you have that you're dealing with was created by the shot they gave you before and the reaction of your body to that vaccination they gave you before. And so they create sickness. They create it. And in the process of creating the sickness, they are destroying your immune system. Michelle gives me a hard time because if you guys knew when I get up in the morning, the stuff I'm taking, the natural supplements that I'm taking, you would laugh. Taking them, and then I'm not going to tell you why. I'm not a doctor. I'm a doctor. And I'm sorry, I'm getting better. I'm getting older and I'm getting better. I'm watching what I'm eating. And I'm sure as hell not sitting around worrying about bird flu getting me. So we have got to come to the realization that the love of money is the root of all evil, and follow the money and you'll find the science. And understand, friends, it's on both sides. It's on both sides. And Robert F. Kennedy is busting them out because what's he saying? Well, the food's making us sick. Are you anti-vax? Why doesn't he come out and say, yeah, be honest with you. I believe vaccines have caused a lot of this problem. All of this problem. I love my wife so much. She said to me, honey, go to the doctor. I said, well, you want to kill me? You want me dead? I ain't going to the doctor. Why? Because they just read off a chart. They just read off a chart that's been given to them. Oh, we'll give him 6 milligrams of this and 8 milligrams of this. See you next time. Oh, now you got lung issues. Oh, let's see. I'll give you 8 milligrams of this. And, see you later. Oh, now you got bowel issues. Right? This is the way the game is played. And until we understand it, we're not going to understand it. And friends, both Republicans and Democrats are owned by the pharmaceuticals. Look up there, over the left. D, 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 R, R, D, R, Kevin McCarthy, really? D, D, R, Mitch McConnell? Mitch McConnell? And Bernie Sanders are on the same side in regard to the pharmaceuticals? Reverend Raphael Warnock got 1.7. Pastor Reverend Raphael got what? What? Chuck Schumer? What a piker. He only got 1.5. And by the way, Bob Menendez just got convicted to 10 years in jail. Did you guys see that? 10 years in jail. And he came out today. I wish I could find it, Spencer. See if you're any good. Bob Menendez comes out in a real quick interview and says, the whole system is corrupt. The whole government system is corrupt. Maybe you can find that, Spencer. See if you can. Menendez saying the whole system is corrupt. Come on in, Vinny.
Hey, Coach. I think if we say it out loud, maybe it'll get some people to wake up here. It's just we have incoming bird flu. Is that correct?
That's right? Coming next, brother. They'll have a shot for you, though, Vinny. Hang on. They'll have a shot ready for you.
All right. So it's incoming bird flu, but it affects only chickens and people. It doesn't affect ducks. It doesn't affect hawks, pigeons, right?
Right, right.
It's fair. I mean, I don't think that's the way science works, Coach.
I don't think that's the way science works either.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm looking as if come on in, Eileen. I'm listening and looking for Bob Menendez. Okay. The whole system is corrupt.
Good morning, Coach. Well, first of all, as an attorney, you know, I was trained not to trust anything, you know, trust but verify. And I never trust anything with three letters from the government.
That's
CDC,
right.
CDC, FBI, FDA. When I used to give talks after my mother died of cancer, and our family, 8 kids, nobody ever got sick. Because my father said, we don't get sick in this house. Because if one goes down, it's like dominoes. So I used to give talks on cancer, what we know, what we don't know, and where we go from here. And I actually had to look up, this is 10 years ago, I didn't even know what cancer was. I looked up the definition, the uncontrolled growth of malignant cells. Okay, so I talked about what we know. It's a billion-dollar industry. They're still serving the same toxic cocktail that they've been serving for 50, 60 years. Most doctors, oncologists would not even take it. What we don't know, where it comes from. Is it, it doesn't discriminate? Is it from the food, the environment, stress? And then where we go from here? Well, there's a breakthrough in nutrition called epigenetics. In epigenetics, there is a brain on top of every cell, and it's called genetic expression. So I had clients, 3 twin sisters. Why did 2 get cancer and 1 not?
Mm.
And lifestyle choices.
Yeah.
But there's, and you can get it when I was at a fundraiser for a yoga class. There was a cardiologist there, and he wrote the book, Dead Executives Don't Get the Bonuses. How to keep your heart healthy. So I went up to him and I said, so what's the secret? I just bought your book, but can you give it to me in a nutshell? And he said, epigenetics. That's why most vegetarians and people that eat Middle Eastern food and other vegetables, healthy foods, they don't get it. But as one oncologist said, the only thing that we cannot control is a patient's nutrition and their mindset.
Wow. Wow. That's the only thing, huh? So again, Eileen, along the same lines, the scout stuff I've been messing with, it's, folks, it's all diet related. If I eat the wrong thing, I'll regret it. If I don't, I'll be okay. I have to go get a pill. I could go get a pill, a natural substance that would help with the azuric acid. I could do that. But if I just watch what I eat, and we can't wait to run to the doctor to give us a pill. We've been programmed that way, and they own Congress. So here's Bob Menendez. I'll be there, Julie. Judah, hang on. Bob Menendez. Here they just sentenced him to 11 years. 11 years for what? Taking bribes. Oh, I bet he could spill some beans, don't you think? But listen to what he says. Go ahead. It's 2 minutes.
There he is. Prosecutors send the jury illegal evidence that violates the judge's order and the Constitution's speech and debate clause. Have no accountability as to who or how or what happened. Claim that it was critical evidence when they were trying to convince the judge not once but twice that this was critical evidence. And then suggests that after they were caught, that in fact it was unimportant. That's outrageous. Outrageous. And unbelievable. Only in the SDNY could you embrace an FBI agent who was caught lying on the stand in order to make their case. Only in the Southern District of New York would prosecutors allow a witness to walk away from over 10 criminal charges, including defrauding the United States government so that they can get him to lie on the stand. Welcome to the Southern District of New York, the Wild West of political prosecutions. President Trump is right. This process is political, and it's corrupted to the core.
How is this political?
I hope President Trump cleans up the cesspool and restores the integrity to the system.
They're part of the system. See, you understand they're all part of the system, and they don't blow the whistle till they get caught. Right?
Boom.
Judah, you had your hand there. Go ahead up. Go, come on in, Judah. Then Julie and Dale.
No, I was just going to say is it's the same thing, you know, the distraction. And, you know, this morning we actually at 9:30, Cash Patel is being confirmed. But lo and behold, obviously there was a huge accident last night that could technically
a helicopter ran into a plane. Yeah, right.
To be a distraction, but the questions of who might be on that plane and all the other type of stuff with his confirmation happening, and there's a lot of stuff happening this morning.
Distractions, right? Because friends, again, we are at a pivotal point in America. Like I don't know if we've ever had a point like this. And we have to understand that Luciferians are all in, baby. They are capable of anything right now. And I haven't talked a whole lot about the fact that a helicopter ran into a passenger jet in LaGuardia. What? A helicopter couldn't see a jet? Helicopter couldn't see air traffic controllers? They couldn't say, hey, one of you hang left there. One of you get up 20 feet. Couldn't do that. Ran right smack into each other. Oh, yeah. Sure they did. Maybe they'll send some drones and check them out. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you saw this. All those drones, nobody knew where they came from. Well, the Biden administration did it. They admitted that. Yeah, that was all a hoax. The Biden administration gave approval to all those drones that flew everywhere. Oh, my God, what a country we're in. Julie, go.
Good morning. Getting back to what Eileen was saying. You know, now they're attacking the turkeys because, you know, turkeys supposed to be healthy for you. Now they're killing all these turkeys saying they have this virus and it's transmitted to people. It's a joke.
Julie, the church bought in to COVID-19. The church could have stopped it. Hey, I know you didn't, Dale. I know you didn't buy in.
Heck no, nobody in my church either. Raymond, Ray, whoever you are, your mic is unmuted. Coach, here's a few things. Remember, this guy, I think I read in a newspaper, he committed suicide next week. You just haven't read about it yet. He was a Democrat, right? A Democrat, to what Chad would say, they only care until their mailbox gets hit, right? Now, his mailbox has got hit. Now, Coach, my brother texted me this morning. I got three brothers that retired from the military. High rankings. One of them lives right next to Fort Bragg in Georgia. He texted me this morning. He goes, let me tell you a little something about those Black Hawk helicopters. You know, I got a nice drone. Do you know that it actually has automatic shifting devices in it to keep it from crashing into trees? Do you know that those Black Hawk helicopters have the same thing on it, that they autopilot automatically away from any kind of substance? And you know what? That thing flew directly into the plane. And he said the reports coming back, this is from the military base down there, that two of those pilots on, one from Vegas, one from New Orleans, were disgruntled, hated Trump, loathed Trump. This is their military report. I'm just saying. And I want to go back and point that. I know you were kind of busy, but isn't it an amazing thing that the bird, lots of birds out there, only affect chickens and don't affect any other bird? Only chickens, right?
Oh my goodness, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice. Ralph, come on in.
Hey, Coach, it was at Reagan International Airport.
Okay, I'm sorry, it was. That's right. Reagan Airport.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C., right? In Washington, D.C., they couldn't keep a helicopter from running into a jet. Yeah, I get it, sure.
My question is, back to you, Coach. My question is, why didn't the helicopter have lights on it so the airplane could see it?
Quit asking those questions, Ralph. That's misinformation. Ralph, don't do your own research. Do not do your own research.
I know.
We get in trouble.
I know.
So, I think these things, I don't know. You can get in a car right now and you can have this mechanism in your car that when you put on autopilot or whatever you call it, cruise control, this thing, you don't even have to drive it. It keeps you within the lane. You guys know what I'm talking about on your car? It keeps you within the lanes. If you take your hands off the wheel and you go a little bit left to center, it throws you back on. It's tracking whatever. I don't suppose the helicopters have any of that, do they? Probably don't. Those planes, they probably don't have any system like that that would straighten them out. I don't know. Hey, did I show this one? Did I show that one? I don't think I did I? Oh, what is that? Pull up number four. Hang on, freeze. I was getting ready. Number four. Hey, friends, we got to tell her, no matter how much they hate you, you got to tell your friends the truth. You got to tell your friends the truth. And what do they call it? Disinformation, blah, 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 blah. Huh? Ex-BlackRock executive Ed Dowd reveals a startling analysis claims on COVID-19. You ready? Go ahead.
Do we need to know?
All right. So let me roll these up into the global estimates. And it's now, you know, we're using some back of the envelope math, which is what we do as portfolio managers and analysts on Wall Street. So this is, I gave you the US numbers, which we've done a lot of work on. So how do you estimate global? Well, you make some assumptions. So we estimate around 5 billion individuals. That's been widely reported, got the vaccine on the planet.
Wait. So 5 billion got which vaccine?
Hang on.
Just all vaccines. So that's why we give these huge risks.
Hang on. What would one vaccine cost? Does anybody know? What would be the price of one vaccine? I just throw out a number out. $50? $50? I'm guessing. Go ahead.
Dangerous.
Including the Sinovac and the Sputnik and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's why we give these wide ranges, because we don't want to overestimate. But
okay.
So 5 billion people on the planet got a vaccine of some sort. If you apply the range of the death rate in the US that I gave you earlier, you get a range of globally 7.3 million to 15 million died from the vaccine.
And that 7 million to 15 million.
Yeah. And so let's there's been a study by Dennis Rancourt.
Died not from COVID, folks. Listen to the words. Died from the vaccine. Go ahead.
We've looked at his methodology. It's different than what we do. We're not saying it's wrong. It's an estimate, and he came up with 17 million, which I think you talked about. So yep. our upper range is right there with Dennis Rancourt. Okay. Disabilities, when you look at the ratio of 4 to 1, you multiply the 7 million and the 15, approximately 15 million times 4, you get a range of 29 to 60 million disabled globally.
Okay? 60 million 29. Disabled people from the vax, not from COVID, from the vaccine. 60 million disabled, 15 million dead from the vaccine. Go ahead.
9 to 60 million disabled globally.
Correct. And then injuries, if you take 18% of the vaccinated, just using the Pfizer, so that, again, this could be money, but we get a range of at the high end, 900 million, 500 million at the low end. Injured.
500 million to 900 million who had an injury that has not disabled them.
Yeah, correct.
There you go, huh? Again, how much is one jab? How many did they say they jabbed? Trust your doctor. Trust the science. Don't do your own research. Friends, till we understand that we are in a spiritual war, if we understand that the Bible is real, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, not just individually, as a species, there are those out there, spiritual forces out there, designed to infiltrate regular business and kill you. You get it? You get it? Jeff Nell, come on in.
It's a little change of subject, but it's regarding socialism, socialism medicine. I read an article on that daily. It says from 23 to 24, 75,000 people died waiting for transplant surgeries and scans. It's depopulation.
It's depop. Well, folks, seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. The devil wants to kill everyone created in the image of God. Now ask ourselves this. Can unrighteous leaders do righteousness? If we have men in control in America, I don't care what it is, business, family life, government, can unrighteous. Jesus said this, I believe, somebody can double check it. Jesus said, an evil tree cannot give good fruit. He didn't say won't. An evil tree cannot give good fruit. How did our tree become evil? Or our tree became evil because they told us, among other things, in 1947, that there was a separation between the church and state, and they threw morality out of the government. They threw it out. No right or wrong. Who are you to judge it? That's the position of the church. And then the church says all politics is dirty business, so they left politics. What is that? Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Judges, is it Judges 7? And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Is that Judges? Is that Isaiah? Is that it? Is Isaiah 9 verse 7? Isaiah 9. Isaiah verse 9, I think it is. I could be right. Is that, scroll down there. There it is. For unto us a child is born. Christians. Hey, Christians. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. So when we take the government and we put the government on Satan's shoulder, for unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And when you put the government on his shoulders, and the church is telling us, stay out of government, stay away from government, when the church is the government, he says, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Of the increase of his government and peace. Ask yourself this. Is there peace in our government? Is his government be expanded? Bible tells us that evil walks on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. Look at who we're exalted. How could Bob Menendez, why would anybody think one man ought to go and be in the Senate for 40 years? Why would we ever have some congressman who would go there and be in Congress for 30 years, reelected every 2 years, 15 times? And we're a democracy, and we're not. We're a representative republic. So, I don't have a solution. I don't have an answer other than let's return back to God. Huh? Hey, church. Come on, church. Let's be his body. Government shall be upon his shoulders. Shoulders begins the body. Come on, church. Let's do that. How about the separation of the devil and state? How about that? Separation of Satan and state. Why don't we do that? Separation of Satanism and state. Separation of lies and state. Separation of falsehoods and state. What? Come on. We get exactly what we want. Dale. Are you there, Dale, or there by accident, Dale?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me, Coach?
I got you, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just pulling on my driveway. So the thing about that, the governments will be upon his shoulders, but of his kingdom, which supersedes the governments of the world. It says there shall be no end. We're actually supposed to be the influencers and over the government. They just don't understand that. How about this one, Coach? I hear that, and it, you know, it could be false news satire, but they said that there's a representative wanting to propose a bill to allow Donald Trump to run for a third term, and they're all freaking out. But yet they won't put term limits on themselves, though.
No. See, that all came about because Republicans got mad at Franklin Roosevelt because he won what, three times, and so boys said, "We can't have that anymore." We can't have that anymore. By the way, good thing. Let me switch gears real quick. I've got 5 minutes. Keep pushing Pastor Bill Dunphy. Get him on radio programs. Get a podcast. Get him on a podcast. Get the truth out. I'm going to show you something real quick. Go to number 11, Spence. Number 11. This is, folks, this is assigned to magistrate judge. This is Bill Dunphy's case. This is the case. Now, I want you to see something. I don't want you to have to read all of it. Spencer, get ready. I'm going to scroll down, and they're just going to show you. They're going to make accusations against Pastor Bill and then show you pictures. Go ahead, Spence. Scroll down. Don't read. Don't worry about reading. They're going to keep on. They're telling you who he is. Okay. Oh, look. There he is. There he is. Why, golly, he is there, isn't he? Okay. Go to the next one. Go to the next one. Oh, there he is again with a bullhorn. Okay. Go to the next one. Go ahead and go on. Oh, there he is. Uh-huh. There he is. Go to the next one. Oh, there he is. Oh, there he is again. Nobody's questioning whether he's there. Go to the next one. Go to the next one. Is he here? Any more pictures on there? Oh, there he was again. Oh, my goodness. There he's with the bullhorn, none of which he denied. Go to the next one. Huh? There he is again. Oh, my goodness. Go. Look at him. Why, they got him. They got him. Oh, look at him. People listening to him. Oh, there he is. Oh, they found. How did they find him clear down in there? There he is again. Oh, that scoundrel. Go on. Keep going. Oh, my goodness. Bill Dunphy had a bullhorn. Oh, my God. Go ahead. Look, there he is again. Think of the time and effort they put into finding these pictures of him. Go ahead. Oh, there he is. He's still preaching. Oh, now he doesn't have it. He's got his arms up in the air. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. There he is. Look at that. Folks, how would they find it? How much time would this take for them to find this? Go ahead. Now, there he is again. Was Bill Dunphy at any point allowed to go before the judge and tell him what all this was about? Could they say, hey, Pastor Bill, what were you doing in this picture right here? Did you get a chance to explain what was going on? No. Hey, friends, this is what they call, you ready? In the old days, anybody used to watch the old cop shows with Efren Zimbalist Jr., the FBI, and watch this? Folks, this is what they call framing you. Huh? They're framing you. They framed him. They got pictures, said what he was doing at that moment, framed him, and then put him in there and didn't let him defend himself in the United States of America. Gino, come on in. Put that in the chat so people can look at that.
Well, I got enthused and I forgot what I was going to bring. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Gene. I'm sorry. We change faster. Brett, Tammy, come on in.
Yeah, good morning, Coach. Good morning, team. So, supposedly the government got a bunch of young volunteers. Now, that's debatable. I bet you they were paid. But they're the ones, you know, young adults. They're the ones that were going over the videos. And they were across the country. And of course, probably patriotic to the left, communists.
Yep. Well, hey, Brett, they could have been real patriots thinking it was an insurrection. And so they were trying to find out who they were, right?
You're right, Coach. You're right.
These guys were overthrowing the government here, right? Right. So we're really, really in an information war. We have to be really, really careful who we listen to. They create words like misinformation and disinformation and don't listen to that guy and everywhere you look is corruption. Why is there corruption? Because evil walks on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. That's our job. See you tomorrow.